Yes. On the question from Laetitia Boniface, I'd like to say, first of all, that when there's a need for this bypassing, in keeping with law, it happens in cases of women who've been declared incapacitated because of dementia or minors, but there needs to be authorization of the child and the legal representative. In a case where the legal representative denies authorization, or if there's a problem which means that there's a risk to take on board that legal representation, this is when it triggers the process for substitutional decision making or bypassing. This is the standard or the norm. Now, your question is as to whether this has been regulated through any measure. I can say that there is a regulation, which is Decree number 1 on the right to appeal in Act 2030, which includes steps to facilitate the processing of these various grounds, and this is in the Court of Arancagua. Now, obviously, in keeping with the comment from the expert, there's been some information along the lines where only 27 girls who were part of the prenatal program may have had difficulties connected to procedure. But we escalate information, and reality, out of the recorded 21 cases, we looked at this information, just filter it, because there could have been, for example, a typo, or there could have been protection measures that didn't relate to the cases. So if we filter through those initial figures, we actually have 8 cases that were recognized by the family. 8 cases that were recognized by